Larry O'Connor still on vacation, and joining us here this morning, Sherilyn LeBon, a political strategist. You've worked for the RNC. You've worked as senior counsel over at the Senate Judiciary Committee, a very important committee up on Capitol Hill. And you're often on TV commenting about this, that, and the other, right?
Right. Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you here, Sherilyn. Let's talk a little bit about, I want to know a little bit more about you, and our audience wants to know a little bit more about you. So how long have you been here in Washington?
Oh, gosh. I think now almost 20 years.
Yeah. Coming from?
Coming from a small town in western New York called Lockport, New York. It's where the locks of the Erie Canal are.
How about that? Yeah. And how did you get interested in conservative and Republican politics?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. When I moved to Washington after living in California for a bit, just out of law school, people kept on saying, you got to work on Capitol Hill. I said, well, what's that? The only thing I knew about Capitol Hill was this, my favorite, I'm Just a Bill.
On Capitol Hill, that's right.
From the grammar.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Right, yeah. Schoolhouse Rock, one of my favorite things to watch on Saturday morning. And then I ended up getting a job on Capitol Hill, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. I love the policy. I loved it all. I loved the receptions. I loved the events. I just thought it was so much fun and a great introduction to Washington.
It really is, and that's where I started my reporting career here in this town, is up on Capitol Hill for many, many years. All right, so you end up eventually as senior counsel for the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Orrin Hatch. Oh, my beloved Orrin Hatch. Well, just a wonderful man.
But the Senate Judiciary Committee, you know, that I've always thought that was really one of the most powerful committees up on Capitol, because you got nominations for judges.
Judicial nominations,
Supreme Court,
are very important. And I think, I wish more people understood the power of the Supreme Court and how so many cases and issues that they deal with really, you know, impact all different facets of your life. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, this election, I think, really brings it home to how important this election truly is. And the fact that either candidate, nominee, you know, president, whoever wins this election, will ultimately be able to nominate, maybe between up to perhaps 5 to 6.
Yeah, it could over 8 years.
Right, over 8 years, depending on the retirement.
It's possible, for
it's
sure.
Very important. So Senate Judiciary Committee deals with, obviously, judicial nominations.
And you were there during some of the more contested.
Fun years during the Bush years. So we had Janice Rogers Brown, Miguel Estrada. You remember him, Brian. John Roberts.
Yep. I covered that confirmation hearing.
Yes. It was a lot of fun. It also deals with all the crime, civil procedure. Really just important criminal laws that come through the committee.
And then you did some time over at the RNC.
I did. I was a spokesperson during Chairman Nicholson's time. It was also during the Bush-Cheney election. Very fun time to be there. We had a lot of good times. Learned a lot.
So now, as you are evolved now, you spend a lot of time doing punditry and commenting on things,
right? Well.
So how are you looking at this current election cycle?
I got to tell you, as many of the pundits have said, that the playbook on this election has not been written yet, and I would agree.
Well, I think they threw the playbook out. That's the way it feels to me.
They certainly have. And I've been involved in a number of several presidential, couple senatorial, not as many congressional. So to watch it now and see, you know, Virginia politics, the national, the state, it's really fascinating to see how people feel very strong about their candidates. I mean, we had a very contentious, one could argue,
primary.
So, and to watch it all play out on social media, there was a point I just said, you know what, I just can't. I don't want to see it anymore. I see people losing friends. I see people arguing with their relatives.
During the primary,
during the primary. And, you know, one could argue it's still going on a bit, because we do have our Never Trumpers contingency who are very vocal and whatnot and continue to debate back and forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's going to go into that voting booth and press that button and make that decision which they feel is best for them and their family.
You know, as I look at this current campaign, you have a vaunted position of knowledge. Based on the fact that there are two really important things that people talk about a lot with who becomes the next president. One is who is in charge of the Supreme Court,
right,
as the president who is elected will make many nominations, mm-hmm, and then you mentioned that. The other one is who is the vice president. I mean, there is a scenario out
exactly
there where the Senate might be 50-50 tied.
Right.
And if that's the case, then the vice president would be the person who comes in and breaks the tie.
And plays a very pivotal role.
Right.
I mean, on some very key, probably nominees, right? Key mm-hmm nominees and legislation.
And the Senate is the place where things either get done or get
or
balled
don't
up.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, and people forget that senators have the power to put holds on nominees.
Mm-hmm.
They can hold up a lot of things.
All right. So as you watch this primary unfold, and as
right
you said, it's very contentious. How did you feel early on about the man who ultimately became the nominee?
You know, I had my favorites, you know, that I preferred. And again, I'm the type of person, I really like to look at positions, what they stand for. And like so many people, I am, you know, you can't love everything about one candidate, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel that, for me at least, I can't. So I pick and choose what I like about someone. But ultimately, you know, I'm going to support the nominee.
So you're on board with Trump?
And I would say so.
Well,
reluctantly, at times,
yeah,
reluctantly. I may not agree with everything mm-hmm that he says or does, but ultimately I think that there's a lot at stake, and I'm not willing to support Hillary.
Well, and this, and there it is. There it is. I mean, right now there are a lot of people who are who have said, I don't know if I could ever vote for Donald Trump, who are now coming on board, and key among them was last night we heard that Mark
right
Levin,
yeah, very important.
That's right, the great one on this station mm-hmm said that, you know, he is now going to vote for Donald Trump, which is a surprise to many people, and I guess that was sort of the process that you went
right
through.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's interesting because my husband is from New Jersey, so he, right outside New York, mm-hmm, so he grew up watching, you know, 20 minutes away, and I wouldn't say that he's a card carrying conservative, but he tends to lean Republican. From the very beginning, he was on board with Trump.
Really?
No question.